You're listening to SBS News.
On Thursday, Donald Trump became the first president in US history to be impeached twice, 1 week after a mob of his supporters violently stormed the US Capitol building. Mr. Trump was charged with inciting insurrection, with Democrats and 10 Republicans arguing his incendiary speech moments earlier was responsible for firing up the crowd. With his impeachment coming with just a week left on his term as president, many world leaders have said they are eagerly awaiting the beginning of Joe Biden's term, hopeful it will signal a new chapter for the world. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas accused Mr. Trump of trampling democratic rules and said he had made a mockery of democracy during his time in office.
Donald Trump has disregarded the democratic decision of the American voters, and he has trampled democratic rules, especially in the last few weeks. When Mr. Trump was elected, he promised his supporters a wonderful America that's respected in the world. The reactions from Beijing and Moscow to the riots in Washington, the Schadenfreude in Tehran, Caracas and Pyongyang make painfully clear what came of that.
The head of the NATO military alliance, Jens Stoltenberg, said that everyone involved in last week's deadly siege needed to be brought to justice.
I think it's important that all those responsible are held accountable. Democracy must always prevail over violence, and I am confident that the democratic institutions of the United States will handle this challenge they have seen, especially during last week.
The US is by far the most influential NATO member, but Mr. Trump's military decisions over the past 4 years have repeatedly confounded many of the allies. Mr. Stoltenberg didn't mention Mr. Trump by name, but he did say he was looking forward to working with Mr. Biden. And in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he and other leaders who had traditionally been closely allied with the US were looking forward to having President-elect Biden re-engage the country on the world stage.
One of the things that a lot of the traditional allies and friends of the United States are looking forward to is a re-engagement on some of the big themes, whether it's freer trade, whether it's climate change, whether it's protecting democracy and the institutions we have, or coordinating against some of the rise of authoritarianism we're seeing around the world. There is a need for us to work together, and that's certainly something that I know a lot of us are looking forward to rolling up our sleeves on and working all together on.
Mr. Trudeau also praised the US's electoral system and state institutions for holding strong against what he called a small, angry mob last week. Now that Mr. Trump has been impeached, the Senate needs to hold a trial to decide whether to convict the president on that one charge of inciting insurrection. But Democrats are in two minds about when that should happen. Their preference is for the trial to start immediately, but the Senate isn't due to reconvene until January 19, one day before Donald Trump's term ends. Democrats have been lobbying Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back early so they can halt the trial and potentially remove the president while he is still in office. But Mr. McConnell, a Republican, has ruled out doing that. Democrat Representative Madeleine Dean said she was disappointed by Mr. McConnell's decision.
Well, I'm puzzled, frankly, that Mitch McConnell has not had the Senate in session at this time of crisis for our country and at this time of transfer of power. The first time where the peaceful transfer of power was interrupted literally by the outgoing president. So I'm a little shocked and dismayed that Mitch McConnell doesn't have the Senate in doing its work.
In the likely scenario that a trial cannot begin before Mr. Biden is sworn in as president, the Democrats will try to delay the trial for at least 100 days, a critical period for any new president that they would prefer not to distract from. While Congress has been busy moving the impeachment article through the House and into the Senate, there's another pressing issue causing a lot of concern in the city. With Mr. Biden's inauguration set for the 20th, FBI Director Chris Wray says his agency has gathered an extensive amount of intelligence, suggesting there may be some more attacks planned for the ceremony.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. And together with our partners, we evaluate those threats and what kind of resources to deploy against them. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests and activity leading up to the inauguration. And the reason I use the word potential is because one of the real challenges in this space is trying to distinguish what's aspirational versus what's intentional.
Receiving a security briefing from Mr. Ray and his team, Vice President Mike Pence said he and Mr. Trump were committed to helping ensure an orderly transition of power in a few days' time. That's something that, until the fallout from last week's violence at the Capitol, neither of them were willing to commit to.
Our aim here, the American people can be confident, is that we're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration, that President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, are sworn in as the new president and vice president of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions, in a way that gives honor to the American people and to the United States.
Claudia Farhat, SBS News.